mountains growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her. Stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place.
I just want to say that the moon is currently, well, yesterday was a new moon. Today, like later today,
it's like twilight.
It'll be 1% waxing crescent. So it is just like twilight. That's crazy. Okay, let's play this song now. Just for funsies.
I think I'm an emotional sellout. Smiling at you, 'cause you said that it's what you deserve. I guess I get your love in return. It won't be long till the getting better. Five PM is dark in November. 17's gone and I can't kick this cold, but the mornings are lighter and I bought a lottery ticket. It won't be long till the getting better. That love was a fire. Stayed underwater so I couldn't get burned, but I forgot how to swim. And then the ship started sinking. It won't be long more miles to your doorstep. Could be pushing my luck again, hoping you're home, but your room's got a light on, and I bought a lottery ticket. It won't be long till I'm gonna win it. It won't be long. Whoa.
Never know where you at, but every night at some AM I get a call or a text. Can you join on my message? Standing there in your dress, you bring me out to the after party. Only talk to your friends, but we know how it ends. When you're drunk, you always call me yours, but baby, do you? Would you come for more? When you try to quit, you come for more. I'm on your mind, all the time, I can tell when you lie, you're cold-hearted, cold-hearted. Let me down, all the time, with a smile. You stop and you change the subject, start a fight instead. Fuck it up, go ahead. Mean it like that, you don't mean it like that. Never like that, no, I ain't falling off track. I wouldn't let me go back. When you're drunk, you always call me yours, but baby, do you even know what for? When you try to quit, you
little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay
healthy,
so we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu.
Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without.
Well, that's ruined.
And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See?
That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
This jazz is way more aggressive than I thought, so I'm gonna change it right now in the middle of the song. Sorry, fam. Here we go.
Tell you.
We're just gonna talk. I don't know what about. What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know. I'm having exactly zero thoughts right now.
I'm also having exactly zero thoughts because it is literally 4:30 in the morning and I've had no sleep.
Yes. I also got 2 hours, which is a different 2 hours.
Okay, you got the 10 to... No, you got like 12 to 2?
12 to 2, yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. I got like 8 to 10, which is the worst time to be asleep because my roommates were like doing things and I felt so bad because they just like... They would come into the room and, like, leave immediately because I was like, I need to sleep. And then I, like, woke up at 10, and my one roommate went to sleep. And then when my other roommate came in at, like, 1, or, like, 12 or 1, she was like, why are you awake? Like, I literally avoided being in here because you were supposed to be asleep. And I was like, hey, Misty.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, the people across from me, the hall from me, were having a party, and the party was still going when I, like, it,
wait, really?
The party started when I went to bed, and that it was so still funny. Going when I got up to leave.
You should have went and been like, shut the fuck
yeah.
up.
It's like, The walls are thick. I couldn't... you can only hear it from the hall because they're polite.
Yeah.
But, like, did you... So, like, from... Not to dox us, but from 2.5, did you hear the music last night? It was, like, when we got back from the dining hall.
No, but there are always people sitting in the hallway on the floor.
Mine, too. And then it's, like, when I'm,
literally
walking
everywhere.
Around in a towel and, like, do not look up right now.
Oh, my God, it's so bad. And the worst is, like, when there's, like, this little alcove that's, like, right by my door. And so people have taken, like... chairs in the little it's like not that big, but it's I guess it's big enough for like two chairs and like six humans, and I'm like, how are you all like fitting in here?
It's a cute little hole in the wall. It's literally a hole in the wall.
It like literally is, but they're like right outside my door, and they'll be like laughing at like early and like late. No, not early. They don't wake up early. They like stay up late, and I'm like, shut.
And then it becomes early in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are you, how?
Ben, I was doing my laundry, and it was, like, somebody had, a high power speaker. Like, this wasn't something that you could do with, even a regular speaker. Like, it was, like, an intense
Damn.
One. And they were playing the Final Countdown
in the bathroom. JBL or whatever.
So
loud. Stop, that is so funny.
It was just Final Countdown on repeat.
That is actually so hilarious.
For the entire, because I think they were also playing Arctic Monkeys for a minute. There was some Soulja Boy. There's always Soulja Boy. Oh, Soulja Boy follows me.
A Soulja Boy would. Oh my God, there was a rumor at my school that this girl got with Soulja Boy. It was so strange. It didn't happen. I don't know why that was a thing.
My favorite, this is not related, but it's a little bit related. So Gibby from iCarly DJ'd my school's homecoming.
What the freaking heck?
Yeah.
No way.
It was a few years before I got there, but still. Everybody's, the story about that is that, actually I can't say that on air.
Oh, this is so sad. Tell me later. I just wanted to listen to the Final Countdown really quick.
Yeah, it's a good song. I feel like I'm in the bathroom until my phone again.
No, being in college is so strange. It's so fun, but it's also it has such a weird chaotic energy that I can't describe. And I can't put a finger on why I don't like it.
Yeah, no, walking around to come do a radio show at 3 in the morning, and I was just like, wow. This would not happen if I was anywhere else.
No,
but,
literally.
I guess I'll enjoy it.
And it's funny because, at 3 in the morning, when I come here, it's always, so quiet and it feels really peaceful. But then, the woman in me is I'm gonna get kidnapped. I'm going to die. I just can't get rid of that, paranoia. And I'm it's so, it's so beautiful out. But, the odds that I get hit by a car right now are, so high. Because it's 3 in the morning.
No, because, the street was simply not going. It wasn't changing. And I was like, yeah, I'm so confident that if I go, a car is going to swerve out of nowhere and feel no pity for getting me. So I guess I'll just wait here for 4 minutes.
Yeah, because, genuinely, you have no idea what anybody else is going to do. And, all you can do is care about yourself, which is, fine. But it's also, I want to feel safe walking around my campus at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, this is the edge of campus, which is why I think it freaks me out. I think if I was going, up on top of the hill, I would be this is fine. But even then, I would be so scared. When those people, there was, one person walking with freaking shorts on, and it's so cold out. And they were walking around with shorts, and then they, went and met up with another person. And I heard something that sounded like crying, but, loud. And then, it was, only for, 2 seconds, and then it stopped. And I was like, should I be, check? Because it looked like somebody who was female identifying. And I don't know who they, were meeting up with. And I was like, should I? But, I didn't want to be, weird. So I just kept walking. And then they, started walking back the way that the, person had been walking up. And I was like, what is happening? This is such a weird thing to be happening at 3 in the morning. Go to sleep.
That is so genuinely scary. And it was, I truly do believe, I think I would have cried and gone home.
It, honestly, scared me. And the other day, okay, this is really stupid and dumb. I was walking from, like, campus center, and I was walking, like, around to the mail room, because I was like, I don't want to go over the hill and down. Like, I'm just going to go around. So I start walking around, and there's this person who's just walking behind me for, like, a little bit too long and, like, a little bit too close to me. And so I'm like, this is really strange, like, are we just going to the same place, or, like, are they following me? Like, what is happening? So I start, like, walking a little bit faster. They're, like, walking a little bit, and then I can see, like, their shadow, and I'm, like, going over here by this walkway, and I'm just going around. So I'm, like, trying to weave through people who are waiting to cross the street, and the person, like, drops their water bottle. It clanks on the ground, and then they're like, oh, sorry, sorry, and then they, like, pick it up. And as they go to pick it up, they're, like, still walking behind me-ish. Like, they're a little bit further now, but I can, like, see their shadow, and it's, like, them, like, reaching up to, like, go like this. But then they, like, reach their hand. It looks like, the shadow looks like they're, like, reaching their hand out to, like, grab my bag, essentially. And I, like, jump scared myself so bad. Like, I literally, like, jumped and, like, turned around to, like, check, because I was like, there's no way this is happening, like, in broad daylight. Like, what is going on? And they were, like, fully just, like, adjusting their water bottle, but it, like, scared the absolute, like, crap out of me, because I was like, is this person just, like, following? Like, what is happening? So then I, like, weaved around a bunch of people and, like, lost them, and I was like, oh, thank God, like, I don't have to worry about this anymore. But my heart was beating so fast, because I was, like, walking fast, and, like, you know when you walk fast, your, like, heartbeat is, like, automatically, like, going, and then that happened, and it was, like, I, like, almost thought that I was just gonna, like, die right there. Like, I was, like, absolutely terrified. It was, like, so scary. And I know that I was, like, overthinking it, but, like, as a woman, like, I have to, like, be aware of my surroundings. And I feel like nobody else, like, even, like, bats an eye at that sort of thing. Like, men don't. And what was nice was the other day I was, like, talking to one of my guy friends, and he was like, yeah, I, like, saw this girl, like, walking in the rain, like, at night, and I had an umbrella, but I didn't want to be weird, so I let her go, like, way in front of me, or I would, like, go around. And I was like, that's, yeah, like, thank you for doing that, because, like, other people will just walk behind you, and people here run at night.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
People here are weird.
Like, if you, like, I guess not at 3 in the morning, hopefully, but, like, I'll be walking around at, like, 11, like, 12. People are just, like, going for their daily, like, jogs. And I'm like, that is terrifying to hear. Like, if I hear any footsteps behind me, especially, like, a run, I'm, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why are you chasing? Like, why? What are you running from? Like, why are you running?
This is more to my being socialized as a woman gives you brain damage thesis.
Uh-huh.
Because being socialized as a woman gives you brain damage.
It literally does.
Like, it's so, everything is so scary and everything is so hard, and there's so many, like, diseases that you're susceptible to just because you were, like, raised in a patriarchy. Because no, like, I, like, there was a rabbit in the bushes and I was like, hi. It was a big rabbit. I was like, if I die, I die.
Literally, like, any rustling in any, like, at night, early in the morning, freaks me out. And, like, I hate it. Like, I hate having to know exactly what's going on around me all of the time. But, like, I just do it, like, naturally now. And it's, like, I can tell you, like, if there was, like, a person in the dining hall with me, I could, like, tell you, like, where they were sitting. Like, I probably couldn't exactly remember, like, what they were wearing or, like, what their face was. But, like, if I saw their face again, I'd be like, oh, yeah, they were sitting at the table over there. Like, I just, like, have to. Otherwise, I'd, like, start to freak out. I'm like, I need to know where everybody is. I need to know, like, when people are moving and, like, leaving. And that's why, like, I hate sitting in the dining hall, like facing a window or a wall. Like, I have to be facing the room. Because I'm like, I cannot deal with this.
Yeah. It's also because I listen to my music loud, and sometimes people will try and talk to me, and then I won't hear them. But that's, like, less, because, no, I do definitely, like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is so cool and normal and fun that we're just, like, scared to exist. That's awesome. I love that.
Women in STEM moment.
Yeah.
I was like, today I was, or yesterday, I guess now, we were doing like a lab in Intro to Renewable Energy where we made like a, this little like fuel cell that like basically ran on hydrolysis of like splitting water molecules. And we like, you have to charge it. So we like charged it to get hydrolysis running. And then once the hydrolysis like happened, you like run the car and it like drives. And so me and my group, it's two other girls, and I've like, they're the funnest people ever. Like, I literally love that group so much. But we had been doing it inside, and then they were like, here's a solar cell and go do it outside. And we were the only people who went outside because they also had like heat lamps and people are lazy. But as we were leaving, I was like, guys, like, who wants to race? And nobody like laughed except for my group of girls. Like, nobody. Like, genuinely, everybody in the class just like ignored us. And I was like, we are literally the party of this class. Like, what are you guys doing? And then we went outside and we were just sitting on the steps of, like, Kuzin's gym, which is, like, the, it's, like, giant. It's, like, giant steps and, like, cars were driving by and we were just, like, what did these people, like, think that we're doing right now? Because we were just, like, sitting there. Like, my one friend was, like, lounging, like, taking times and, like, I was just, like, holding this thing up to the sun and, like, holding this little, like, car to charge it, and I'm sure we looked crazy, but I was like, women in STEM.
Yeah, you looked so scholarly and like women in STEM.
We are women in STEM.
Yeah.
I have to change it to STEAM every time I talk to my roommate because she is an artist and I don't want to exclude her.
Yeah, I'm a woman in STEM and I'm applying to Arts House.
Hell yeah.
Duality.
Woman in STEAM.
Exactly.
You are a woman in STEAM. Okay, let's play music so that we don't have to talk anymore, because talking is hard. I should play that song that's like, talking is hard. That's a song, right?
It has to be.
It must be.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. Yeah, everything I want, but I can't. All your lovers, you're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder. Giving me love and you are down and need another. I've gotta get away and let you go, I've gotta get over. But I love you so.
gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
I've been on the road for days.
catch a face. Oh, I don't need your pity. I don't need a ride.
You gotta stretch so thin, you can feel the tension when she's in the room. Yeah, she don't wanna care what people think, but they assume the worst, yeah. Oh. Yeah, she's trying to do better, she's trying to change, but she's tired of that face, yeah, she's stuck in her ways. Oh. She don't you. She smiles to herself and she don't wanna fake no more.
Way above the clouds, way so high, way above the town, they gotta get out. Yeah, they gotta get out of you.
On holidays, and it wasn't because I was bored. I followed you from room to room with no attention, and it wasn't because I was bored. 'cause I was loving you so much. It's the only reason I gave my time to you. And that's it, there's a kick in you giving up, 'cause you know you won't like it when there's nothing to do. Check out that rack of his. Look at that row of guitar necks, lined up like eager fillies, outstretched like legs of rockets. They don't know what they are in for, and they don't care, but I do. I thought you would wail on me like you wail on them, but it was just a coochie coo coo. And meanwhile, I'm loving you so much. It's the only reason I gave my time to you. And that's it, that's the kick in you. That's it, that's the kick and you're giving up, 'cause you know you don't like it when there's nothing to do. And I've been used so many times, I've learned to use myself in kind. I try to drum, I try to write, I can't do other. Skies are sunny.